A tour to the discovery of Andorra and Valmerula. The warm season has now given way to the warm colors of autumn, but this doesn't scare us. As always, we continue to walk the streets of our territory to discover the unusual places that are hidden a few steps from our farm holidays in Diano Marina. We take our moped once again and start our tour through Valmerula, crossing Andorra and the other little known villages, such as Colla Micheri, Testico, Rollo and Stellanello. Andorra. We leave early in the morning and take the Via Aurelia towards San Bartolomeo al Mare and Cervo in the direction of Andorra. We pass through Capo Mimosa, along a stretch already partly covered in another turn towards the Chapa Park and continue straight ahead, without being too distracted by the view of the sea on our right. At this point, we meet a sign indicating the hamlet of Rollo. The names intrigues us, and we decide to go up along the herping banks bordered by thick olive groves. We arrive at the top and we congratulate ourselves for our choice. The valley dominates the whole Gulf of Andorra, offering us the opportunity to admire a panorama without equal. After a stop, we take the Strada delle Colline, Hills Road, that descends towards the town of Marina di Andorra. It is a very neat and clean tourist town, with wide avenues that intersect almost perpendicularly. Around us, we notice many small villas, hotels, and vacation apartments. After a ride along the seafront and in the pedestrian center of the town, we decide to continue our journey inland. The Church of Saints Giacomo and Filippo in Andorra. Our first stop leads us to Castello. This area overlooks the whole valley and is characterized by the presence of two churches, San Nicolò and Saints Giacomo and Filippo. Not far away are the remains of the ancient castle of Andorra, closed to visits because it is not safe. But what attracts our attention is the beautiful basilical facade of the Church of Saints Giacomo and Filippo. We can only get close to the portal to admire the details of the capitals, where strange human figurines emerge among the plant ornaments. The medieval appearance takes us back to a distant world, yet so tangible in the materiality of the stone of Capomele with which it was built. A little further on is a tower, which was also the gateway to the fortified area. Under the cross vault, we are surprised by the sight of what remains of a beautiful fresco depicting the Annunciation. Near the castle, we then take a path that runs along the medieval ruins, leading us to an old fountain. This, we discover, provided refreshment to anyone who crossed these places after long walks. Colla Micheri. We continue our journey towards a nearby village, Colla Micheri. The hamlet is well known for having hosted Thor Heyerdahl, the Norwegian anthropologist and explorer, in the last years of his life. The center gravitates around the central square, where the Church of San Sebastiano is located. On the facade of a sacred building, we can see a plaque commemorating the passage of Pope Pius VII, who stopped here on his way back from exile in France. From the small square, there are many paved carruggi where you can walk and admire the ancient houses, decorated with flowers and plants, at the entrance of the small doors. We take a path right at the beginning of the village that leads us to a wood. Here we admire the panorama of the Gulf of Andorra, and we meet a stone building certainly a watchtower which intrigues us for its shape and the great cleft inside. Conna. We take the moped again and continue along the road SP13 that crosses the whole valley. We go along the Merula stream and reach a detour. We follow narrow hairpin bends until, after meeting other places, we find the hamlet of Conna. Here we rest for a few minutes on the churchyard of the parish of Sant'Andrea in Conna, a few tens of meters from the beginning of the path that from Pizzo d'Evigno goes down to the Chapa Park just after Cervo. Stellanello. We leave the area and decide to return to the bottom of the valley. Along the way, we notice the cultivation of basil in the greenhouse, just like the one that takes place in our farm, and we find the road to Stellanello. This widespread municipality is inhabited by just 1,000 people and develops in hamlets that in turn are distinguished in other villages. In the hamlet of Rossi, for example, we find the town of Stellanello. Here the provincial road begins to climb towards the upper part of Merula Valley. Testico. We cross several places with curious names, probably the surnames of the owners of the surrounding land. Armati, Ciccioni, Roggio, until we reach Testico. Here we are struck by the calm and silence that dominate the valley. We rest a bit before discovering a curious place, the Museum of Remembrance. We find it closed, but from the open garden we can see many traditional tools of rural life. We take the moped and continue towards the Ginestro Pass, just above Testico. The vegetation thickens, replacing the olive trees that have made us company on our journey with typical trees of the half mountain. We meet some stretches of forest and the temperature drops, forcing us to stop to wear a sweater. Just before the pass, a sign attracts our attention, inviting us to make a stop. It says, "Monument in memory of a massacre." What is it about? We continue on foot to the side of the road, pushed to learn more. Engraved on the marble, we find the names of the 29 people killed by German soldiers in the massacre in Testico on April 15, 1945. Common people, innocent civilians, suddenly protagonists of a wrong story. At this point we decide to continue towards the pass, even if shaken by the thought of this terrible episode. Here we discover we are at the top of three different valleys, the Imperia Valley, the Albenga Valley, and the Merula Valley. But now the time has come to return home, where we bring with us a new experience, still a wealth of memories, with an extra reflection on our past.